This month, we give thanks for receiving and giving blessings. And at this time of year, we acknowledge that many of us feel ambivalent about Thanksgiving. In reality, it has not always involved everyone being invited into the fold. This time of year, we mourn the fact that many Native Americans were devastated by European diseases, either had their lands seized or purchased on the cheap, and many were subjected to brutal violence. The wrongdoings are still happening, as we see about pipeline discussions today. That being said, we live in a complex world. And it's also true that the Puritans were in search of their religious freedom. They set an example of establishing religious freedom from which many others have done the same. We recognize that Thanksgiving is not only America's most popular non-religious holiday, it's also our nation's most sacred non-religious holiday. You can say this holiday has grown to be the American Seder. Even though this holiday can represent brutal colonization, it also represents many of the things which unite us as Americans, including giving thanks with heartfelt prayer and words, and also making efforts to improve the well-being of others. French President François Mitterrand wrote that the contemplation of beauty just makes you want to thank somebody. In 12-step programs, people teach the value of making a gratitude list. Sitting down and listing the blessings for which we are grateful can be a wonderful tool for changing our moods and deepening our spiritual lives. The poet William Blake said, "Gratitude is heaven itself. Being grateful puts you in heaven." Today, there are many people in this community and to whom we're connected who are in heaven right now. This doesn't mean that those folks do not know suffering. It just means that they know that focusing on what you have instead of on what you don't have, creates space for grace. Focus on what you have instead of what you don't have. You create more space for grace in your life. And actually, people who are in heaven, here and now, know the importance not only of being thankful for blessings, but also the importance of giving blessings, engaging in acts of kindness, doing good for others. We know life can be tough. Life is tough sometimes, no doubt. And many of us are going through challenging times right now. A few of us are struggling mightily with the results of the election. Or more than a few of us. And the election did not stop other life issues from affecting us, did it? Many of us wrestle and perhaps anguish over some of the realities which accompany aging. As temporal beings, we are fragile and can feel powerless over what the flow of time does to our bodies, minds, and souls. Some of us struggle with feeling a powerlessness regarding not being able to help our children in any kind of struggle they're in, at whatever age they're at. Some of us feel powerless when we ourselves or somebody we care about suffers painful loneliness or depression. Thanksgiving reminds us we are not alone. The seventh principle of Unitarian Universalism highlights the interdependent web of all existence which we are all a part of. You are not an isolated individual. You are not an isolated individual. In some ways, Thich Nhat Hanh speaks about this, we are like flowers in a field. Yes, each flower, you all, has its own power and beauty. True. But in the wider reality, each flower would be nothing without the elements. Each flower is intricately connected to the soil, the rain, and the sun. Your power comes from inside of you and outside of you. Your power comes from inside of you and outside of you. When you're in an organization, spiritual awakening comes from realizing managers, workers, and clients are intricately connected. All children of the divine, interdependent with one another, loving and kindness flow back and forth, empowering all. If you are feeling down this Thanksgiving, I encourage you, let go of your powerlessness. Let go. Claim your power to give thanks and to do good. Claim your power. Remember those family, friends, role models, neighbors who are your soil, rain, and sun. Who has enriched, enlivened you from the time you were little to today. It's a special time, and we're going to do something we don't do a lot in worship here. We're going to gather in cohorts of 2, 3, or 4. And of course, it's a Unitarian congregation, so people will do whatever they want. But I invite you now, think about blessings in your life for which you give thanks. And think about what blessings of kindness you wish to do for the well-being of others. On this day, I give thanks for my mother, father, and sister, who are here in the front row, Mary Ellen, Rich, and Kristen, who've all taught me through my entire life, by their example living, how to support people, students, people just getting out of jail, people looking for integrated housing. My family has taught me how to care for elders and treat all human beings with a deep, abiding respect. Through their example, they've inspired me to commit to being as respectful and generous as I can be today and tomorrow. I invite you all now to break up, and we're going to try to strike a balance. We have a lot of people, so when you share in your little group, talk loud enough so everybody could hear, but as low as you can, so we limit the chaos. So now we're going to take 5 minutes to share what are you grateful for and what do you want to do to help make the world a better place or give to others.